Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego, magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.
Welcome on this scorching spring evening. The temperature has reached 30 degrees and my balcony garden desperately needs water, so I hurriedly keep up with watering the flowers. And my body cells require more water than ever. Therefore, I'm not going to dwell on the heat anymore, but I will try to give you a cold relief. Did you know that the coldest temperature ever was recorded in 1983 at the Russian research station in Vostok? The temperature then was minus 128.6 degrees Fahrenheit, which is more or less minus 53 degrees Celsius. I hope that at that moment you are getting colder. Anyway, definitely you won't achieve such temperatures at home now, despite having installed air conditioning system. But what you can do is to drink some cold beverages. But what if your fridge is broken or there is no power? There are actually some ways of how to cool water, or beer let's say, without a fridge. First, take or buy some ice. Put it into a large bowl and put all the bottles or cans into it. Within 5 minutes, you should get a nicely cooled drink. If you happen to have no ice at your disposal, find any source of cold water. It can be a tapped water or a lake, mountain stream, but then make sure your drinks don't sink or drift away. And remember, water should not be wasted. So if the ice is completely melted, water your garden or the grass in front of your house. Interestingly, if you add a handful of salt into the ice, since salt as such lowers the freezing temperature of water, that simply means that the water can become colder than the regular freezing point of 0 degrees Celsius, but it won't turn into ice. Well, quite a more complicated procedure is to put your, let's say, beer into a clay pot, but first remember to insulate it with sand and a larger clay pot into which the smaller one is put. Then place the beers inside and cover it with a towel soaked in cold water, and then wait a few hours. The last method is to dig a hole and bury your bottles or cans. But remember not to forget where you dug the hole. Anyway, I hope your refrigerators work fine and you don't need to resort to such survival methods to make your drinks cooler.
Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.